Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. This is Nazim Rashid, author of Reconnected, How to Be a Mentor to Your Child Self. Yes, joining you again on another fantastic show on Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, Part 27. Conscious Parenting and Personal Growth, Part 27. As we're summarizing this entire series, winding down, yes, after 26 different installments. Yeah, fantastic. And so I greet you with the greetings of peace that only God has be with you. All right? So, my website, cloudsofabundance.com. cloudsofabundance.com. My email, nrbookclub@gmail.com. nrbookclub@gmail.com. All right? All right, so like I've been doing for this entire series, is reading and expounding from my book, Reconnected, as it applies to conscious parenting and personal growth. Okay, so that's what I've been doing for sure. So those of you who have the book already can follow along and can join the conversations. All you have to do is hit your number one on your telephone keypad, and I'll bring you in on the conversations, and we can have a nice discussion here together. All right? All right, I believe this is the last personal growth area we're going to talk about before the series ends, and it is spirituality, okay? Spirituality, and it's not religion. You know, I know I talk to mostly Muslims on this show. This is a universal show, a universal message, good for Baha'is, Hindus, Buddhists, Jews, Christians, Sikhs, everyone, okay? Yes, if you have an ear to hear, yes, and an open space in your heart, this message is for you. All right? Okay. All righty then. All right, so last week we were talking about spirituality and the attributes of God and how we can reflect those into our life and have a better life and thus being more connected to God. All right? Yes, I believe that's so. So what I'm going to do is start where we left off, I believe, okay? So, now the following, I'm going to list some characteristics that should be learned, appreciated, and internalized and acted out in some kind of role-playing possibility for the earlier years if you're a parent, okay? Yeah, because I'm telling you, like I've always said before, children, be what they see, not be what you say, okay? All about your presentation, okay? So, they like to see characteristics like being charitable. Yeah. Children love to see you being charitable. Being protective. They want to see that. Guiding and helping others. Assisting in the home. Especially talking to your brothers out there. Management and leadership qualities. Being a caring father and provider. Being a loving, compassionate mother to all. Being financially independent. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, let's think about it. If your kids saw you being financially independent, you see, in the earlier years, they don't know what that is, but they see you around a lot. They see you available a lot. Okay? Yeah. You're providing that warmth and comfort. No, kids don't care about the money at early age. They don't care about that. But you're available. Okay? You're available a lot to them. That's important. And as they get older, they actually accompany you to your job or your business. And they see how you conduct yourselves with others. How others are respecting you. That's very powerful. Very powerful to your child. Very powerful. Just think, if more of us did that. an example of financial independence to our children. So we as adult caretakers need to look for opportunities to plant these seeds of responsibility, spirituality, and humanness. Some of us forget our human card. We lose that entirely, and we see that a lot in the media, don't we? Mm-hmm. They've lost the humanness. They've become possessed. And that is real, by the way. It's not a spooky kind of concept. That is real. Yeah, for sure. All right. I'm going to give you a quote by Mother Teresa. You see? Yeah. Hear this. Real important. She says, quote, "We may wonder, whom can I love and serve? Where is the face of God to whom I can pray? The answer is simple. That naked one, that lonely one, that unwanted one who is my brother and my sister. If we have no peace, it is because we have forgotten that we belong to each other. People are reasonable, illogical, and self-centered. What do you gotta do? Love them anyway. If you do good, people may accuse you of selfish motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you may win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today may be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and transparency make you vulnerable. Be honest and transparent anyway. See, what you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People who really want help may attack you if you help them. Mm-hmm. Help them anyway. Give the world the best you have and you may get hurt. Give the world your best anyway." End quote, Mother Teresa. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And Dalai Lama says, "If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, practice compassion." See? This is not hard. You just don't see this modeled on the media. You don't see it, a lot of people doing it, but a lot of people are doing this every single day. Yes. You be the one. Start a trend and new tradition in your family. Yeah. Now, there are many examples out there of people who have lost their humanness. Yeah. You know a lot of people like that, I know. They have lost touch with God altogether, such as the lynching and slavery of African Americans in the slavery period of America. A mother drowning her own kids in the bathtub and then nearby lake. I just saw her again on the news recently. The brutal rapes, the demonstration of racism, sexual assault on the elderly, child rapists, cult followers committing torture, murder, and other atrocities. You know, all kinds of examples of people who just lack their humanness. Recently on the news was a group of teenage girls conspiring to beat up another girl over some remark she made on a MySpace internet site. They actually carried out the plot, luring her over to a house, six of them, beating her unmercifully. They captured the attack on a video camera, which was more than 30-minute period, knocking her unconscious. Knocked her unconscious. I remember this was, six girls, I believe. Yeah, six of them. And capturing this on camera. After she came to, they continued beating her again, leaving her with a vision impairment of her eye, hearing impairment of one of her ears, concussion, bruises on every part of her body, and untold psychological damage. All products of a non-human spirit. and an obvious disconnectedness from God. She could have easily died from this assault. I don't know why she didn't die. You see? I remember, you probably remember an old saying from the elders. What possessed that child to do that? I was too young to think about what they were really saying, but when anyone is acting out of their human form, some other spirit has taken over and is controlling them at the same time. See, when you see someone, acting out of their human form, you need to get as far away as possible from that person. Yeah. See, a non-human spirit is never comfortable acting in isolation. That spirit or spirits need to involve others in their devilment. So just keep in mind that everyone you see is not in human form. That's true, very true. Yeah, very, very true. I'm telling you, you got to be conscious and competent walking out here these days. It is important to have some kind of a checklist to make sure you are connected to God. See, God is constantly giving, providing, and creating. See, if we are in any of these modes, then we are connected. If our ideas and intentions are in any of these areas, then we are going in the direction of having divine favor. That's what we want. See, the ideal daily mindset to have is one who is looking for ways to give away some part of yourself to others. See, this can be in the form of time, money, wisdom gained, advice, or other tangible ways. See, when you are giving money, it is best to do it anonymously. You don't tell everybody about it. For instance, if you are picking your clothes up from the cleaners, give the clerk an additional dollar to be credited toward the next person that walks in. Yeah. See, when you go to the cashier to pay for your meal at your favorite restaurant, pay an additional dollar or two for the next one. The idea of paying it forward is a great altruistic concept and worth incorporating into your routine. See, the more we do this, the more it comes back to us to do more. What happens within you when you are in this mode of giving, providing, and creating? The first thing that happens is that, you feel good. Feeling good has its own reward within you. Yeah, for sure. The level of serotonin is increased from the brain, which creates a rush of great and wonderful feelings. Very, very true. It is a way of obtaining a natural high. Yeah, for sure. See, feeling good connects us to God. For as we feel good, we tend to find other ways of feeling good to keep this high going. Yeah. This act of feeling good becomes contagious. When you are displaying good feelings, people around you start to feel good too. Try it. See, when we intend to connect to God, we want to always govern the thoughts and feelings that are brewing within. Anytime we are not in a positive mode, we have to understand that we are breaking away from God at that moment. Just ask yourself, when a thought or feeling comes to mind that is not centered in God consciousness, what am I thinking right now? What can be produced from thoughts like this? Do I feel good in this mode? Who benefits from this kind of mindset? Would God be happy with my thoughts and feelings right now? Can these feelings lead to anyone's best interest? End quote. All right, so when we recognize this shift in consciousness, we need to send love to those feelings. See, when this happens, those feelings get transformed into feelings that are God-based instead of ego-based. I hope you heard that. Man, that's very good. Very tweetable moment. Like Oprah says, tweet, tweet. Yeah. Honesty. Okay? Honesty is another attribute we are to internalize and put into our daily living habits. We have the first start with self. Everything, you know, starts with self. The self is our first base. Oh, yeah, to solving our problems. We have to watch our conversations with ourselves. Are we telling the truth to ourselves? Are we rehearsing a script of convenience because we see some sort of gain in doing this? Remember, our self-talk helps feed our subconscious minds, which in turn becomes the motivating factor in our conscious lives. When you're clear and honest inside and out, a more universal beauty of honesty comes into play and your words become more powerful. Yes. When you're continually honest, you get so used to speaking only truth that you take your own words very seriously. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, when you make a commitment to yourself, you intend, insist, and prioritize the commitment. Mm-hmm. You watch very carefully what you are saying to yourself and others. Oh, yeah, there's a saying that I abide and allow you to abide by this. You've heard this before. My word is my bond and my bond is my life. I know a lot of y'all heard that. Oh, yeah. I tell my students continuously to not say you're going to do something and not do it. I'm telling you, your word is too serious to play around with. When you speak, the universe hears your words and records them as your intentions. When you fail in your intentions, your record will be used against you at one time or another. See, so as you are in the, you know, a parenting position, make this point clear. And when you get in the habit of operating in this fashion, people will depend on you to carry out your intentions. You will be known to be a dependable person and will attract positive people to you. I'm telling you, and other people won't even know you exist. That's wonderful. These positive people bring positive rewards for you, such as job possibilities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, job possibilities. And referral, business opportunities, your ideal mate and life partner, assistance along life's highways, ideas for growth and development, help toward your many goals in life. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. The spiritual effects of being honest are that honesty brings you in harmony with the great eternal truth that pervades the whole tapestry of life. You see, the ultimate nature of this universe is truth. Practicing honesty brings you in alignment with the universal power of truth that exists beyond all creation, thereby empowering your words and thoughts. You can see now that your words are powerful and should be taken very seriously. You have heard the saying, look before you leap. Well, how about think before you speak? See, processing your responses and your intentions reflect your intelligence. And it is your intelligence that separates you from your animal friends. Yeah. So, when you are seeking truth in your surroundings, instead of focusing on what you don't see, You need to focus on what you are putting out. Come on. Check yourself. Be the peace, truth, love, understanding, and empathy that you are seeking in others. Too hard? No, it's not. It is the same in finding that perfect marriage partner. Instead of waiting for the one to show up and sweep you off your feet, you should first be the mate that you seek, and then that mate will show up. Just think how this idea alone could have saved many of us, I bear witness, from the hurt we experienced as young adults seeking healthy relationships. Hope you heard this. Man, it's so important. As truth is one of the attributes of God, we need to find ways to emanate more truth into our lives. See, there is absolute truth within us and absolute truth in our environment. Absolute truth. Yeah, for sure. Not the shaky truth. Absolute truth. The more truth we seek from within and without, the more we will discover. Yeah, that's right. That's how it works. It is the same with beauty. The more beauty you seek within, the more you will see beauty within. Yeah, the more you seek, more you will see. The more you seek beauty in your environment, the more you will see beauty out in the environment. This goes back to the law of attraction that says that you attract more into your life of what you bring into your life. This goes for truth, beauty, life, appreciation, healthy living, emotional stability, love, connection to God, serving others, giving of yourself, money, spiritual consciousness. Yeah. See, in order to internalize truth, we have to be willing to submit to the truth. You cannot accept and adopt something that you don't believe in. I don't care how much you try this one. See, once you accept nothing but truth into your lives, knowing that it is an attribute of God, and knowing that when you reflect the spirit of truth, you are reflecting God to yourself and others, you should be willing to be more submissive to God in order to receive more blessings. See, it is here that the spirit of humility should be discussed. I'm telling you, oh yeah. See, when some people have the idea of being humble, certain low self-esteem images come to mind. Maybe someone who is a doormat to people they regard as better than them, or someone who thinks everyone is better than they as they feel depressed and worthless. We have seen images on TV of people that fit into those categories, right? And we tend to feel sorry for them or say, what's wrong with them feeling and acting like that? The spiritual humility or humbleness is not a weak idea at all. No. Through recognizing the inspiring universal perfection of spirit, you also discover your place within that perfection. Yeah. When one reflects on this marvelous creation that you are a part of, you have to see that you are only a mere speck in relation to the vastness of creation. That fact alone should bring about a sense of humility. Yeah. Take time to sit or lie down outside on a clear night when the stars seem to be very close, and stare out. Stare out for a while. You will witness the perfection, order, and creation. See, how then can any sense of arrogance, pride, or haughtiness creep into your consciousness, huh? See, the essence of humility lies not so much in adjusting your outer actions and words to be, to appear to be humble, but in shifting your inner state of self-identification so that humility is the only approach that makes sense. See, there are those who are constantly comparing themselves to others. Rather than focusing on who is better or worse than anyone else, keep your awareness centered on the divine spirit that expresses itself through all. See, the vision of universal unity naturally brings the virtue of humility. Oof, isn't that wonderful? Yeah, for sure. There are a few quotations here. A Sikh author, Kripal Singh, says, "When the light of humility dawns on the soul, the darkness of selfishness disappears and the soul no longer lives for itself but for God. The soul loses itself in God, lives in God, and is transformed into Him." This is the alchemy of humility. It transforms the lowest into the highest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So, with humility, if you discover you've been doing something wrong, you are better able to see your error and take steps to correct it. You do this without being distracted by the ego's defense systems, which make excuses and shifts blame. See, with humility, knowing that there is only one God, one universal intelligence, one energy source, we cannot hold on to codependencies, addictions, or any other unhealthy attachments, which I talk about a lot in this book, Reconnected. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, a whole lot. Mm-hmm. The humility also keeps you from being overcome by guilt or shame due to any mistakes you've made in the past. Everyone falls short of themselves at times. See, now during such times, humility allows you to confront your erroneous ways without falling into the kinds of extreme self-condemnation, guilt, shame, or low self-esteem, but can weaken your resolve and bring about even more failings. See, with humility, your love and self-respect for yourself stay strong as you focus on doing what is best in each moment. Mm-hmm. As a parent, it is very important that you have the attitude of living the process and showing the example by being the example. So you will be in the position of showing others, including your children, the way. Showing the way means to lead them on the path of their inspiration. Oh, hello, here we go. See, in order to do this, you have to have a history of first being inspired, then having your life transformed from this process. Yeah. There's some other quotes here. Sherry Carter Scott says, "When you live the process, you align who you are with what you do. See, you integrate all facets of yourself into one person who is led by the most positive and life-affirming part of you." See, when you live the process, people are drawn to you because of the light that you exude. When you live the process, you are honored to be able to serve others and bring more joy to the world. Yep, an Indian master named Debbie says, got a lot of quotes here, "You cannot know the meaning of your life until you know the power that created you. You have to know your spirit, for to not know your spirit, you cannot know the truth." Yeah. And Glenn Edwards, another author, says, "Living by spiritual law means taking responsibility for every area of your life, your thoughts, feelings, and actions, being respectful of every form of life you come in contact with." Isn't that wonderful? I want everybody to just breathe right there. And I know I've said a lot, and it's a lot of information, you know. But this is important and critical for you to live a life of production, where you can understand what empathy means and understand it by you living an empathizing life. When you talk to someone, be a good listener. Don't just wait until they breathe till you can, you know, you can get your part in there so you can turn it around on how you feel and how their situation would affect you. Forget you right now. It's not about you. If you're listening to someone, they have a concern they're going through. It's about them. Speak from their perspective, their vantage point, their feeling, not your feeling. Ask them questions about how they feel, not how you would take care of that situation or what you would do or about your opinion. I don't like that. I would never have that kind of thing. Who asked you anything about you? Yeah, see, it's about them. Yeah. See, we have to take responsibility for our everyday thoughts, feelings, and actions. Yeah, for sure. What are you thinking when you wake up? What are your thoughts and feelings when you look at yourself? Do you like what you see? Do you? What kind of self-talk goes on when you observe yourself? Remember, anything that you think, feel, and act is connected to something. Those things should be somehow connected to or emanating God's attributes and characteristics. If they are not, then you are at that point disconnected from God. And with disconnection comes an array of negative possibilities, such as emotions dominating your behavior and thinking, irrational attitudes and acts and prejudices, biases, taking over your personality. See, through this process, you will discover that nothing is worth doing unless it has a spiritual basis for growth and productivity in your life. And that productive spirit is what God is. Did you hear that? Let me say that one again. Through this process, you will discover that nothing is worth doing unless it has a spiritual basis for growth and productivity in your life, and that productive spirit is what God is. To become a more spiritual, enlightened being, you have to feel a real connection to all that life encompasses. Yeah. Yeah. Life is in everything we see and our physical eyes don't see. Yeah, everything you see and everything that you don't see. When you see a butterfly flying with all its colorful patterns, you should feel a connection. Yeah, you should feel a connection. You should see your connection when you witness the following. Leaves swaying in the wind. The ocean waves on the shore. Ducks in formation in the water. Lovers on a park bench. The clear blue sky. A newborn child. Our senior couples reminiscing about their love for one another after 50 or 60 years. Yeah. Yeah. You should feel a bond yourself to life. See, there is a real spirit to life. And when we see it manifesting outside of ourselves, we should feel the connection within. It is all one spirit, and it permeates throughout everything we see. Yeah. That's why when you see a rose and you see it slowly opening, you should feel a connection to that rose. The rose is showing you life. The rose is showing you God in action. Yes. Yes. Just like when you look into the mirror. God is working. God is evolving within you. Yeah. This is why sometimes we feel bad when we see life disrupted. We are admiring the view of the sea from our resort window. Sounds good. And suddenly a pickup truck goes by with screaming kids inside, right? Our peaceful trance is broken. We notice the neighbors arguing again next door, and our peace is broken. This is natural because, look, our life spirit inside was connecting to the life spirit of our environment at that time. We need to recognize when the life spirit is not present. See, this is what I was referring to earlier when I was describing certain people losing their humanness. Remember that? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I recommend reading Unleash Your Spiritual Power and Grow by Glenn Edwards and Santoshan. Yeah, this book has inspired me to attach myself more to the higher spirit within me. Yeah. As parents, you need to have as much ammunition as possible to help shape your children and others into the best motivators, life contributors, and elevated souls they can be. Yeah. Yeah. Here's a quote from Jack Kornfield, which Edwards and Santoshan also included, you know. Quote, "In the beginning, we may erroneously imagine spiritual power to be a linear journey, traveling over a certain landscape to a faraway destination of enlightenment. But it is better described as a widening circle or spiral that opens our hearts and gradually infuses our consciousness to include all of life as a spiritual whole." Questions. How receptive to life are you? Remember, all this is in the chapter of spirituality. How receptive to life are you? Yeah. See, how willing are you to receive compliments? Yeah, start on that level. When someone says to you, "Oh, that sure is a wonderful color on you. That dress glows on you." What do you say? Do you say, "Thank you very much," or do you say, "Oh, this dress is nothing. I got it on sale at JCPenney's." You know? See, we will never be able to give to others that we can't receive ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to keep in mind that we are the one that stops the flow of the universe or the natural flow of God working in and through us by denying God's favor on us. See, by diminishing the compliments we get, we are in essence saying that we are ungrateful, yeah, for what God has given us and thus are denying the blessing. You don't want to do that. You just don't want to do that. This act cuts us off, cuts you off, and stops the flow to the other person as well. Now, they will get some blessing for giving initially, but the return for them is not there because you stopped the process. Mm-hmm. See, there is an important flow that we need to promote actively. When someone gives you a compliment, God is flowing in that person through the compliment. You got to understand this process. See, when you receive the compliment gracefully and return it with a thank you, you are returning God's blessing to the other person. That person gets a double blessing because they initiated the compliment, and you get the single blessing for receiving it properly and giving it back. The flow continues this way. See, when you give compliments or do anything positive for someone, the same thing happens for you. Get this? Mm-hmm. See, a man went through a toll bridge and paid for his car and the car behind him. When the man behind attempted to pay, the operator told him that the man ahead paid his toll and he wanted him to have a great day. After thinking about that charitable act, this man decided to do the same for the person behind him. Just think about that flow and where that positive spiritual energy would wind up. That kind of giving anonymously snowballs. See, we need help in getting into the right position to receive properly properly from the emotional and spiritual perspective. We don't think about this part. This is where spiritual practices come in. See, with all the distractions we have in the world, outside of ourselves and within, we need to have some process for calming the mind and body. See, every personal development specialist that I have studied has said that meditation is the process. I do it every day myself. Yeah. Hope you're doing it. A very good book by Herbert Benson. Old book. He has new books out, by the way. Look him up. Herbert Benson. Relaxation Response is the one I recommend to find your own way to meditate. He has newer books, too, by the way. Just look him up. Herbert Benson. Okay? See, meditation quiets the soul and opens up the channels of receptivity within. Yeah. Children can learn meditation. This will help them calm the spirit of peer pressure and crowd pleasing that they will confront down the line. Yeah. By the way, I think it is on my timeline. If you go to my business Facebook page, the www.facebook.com/childselflove. Again, /childselflove. And scroll down a bit. Hope it's still there. You see a picture of a little sister on there. And look at that video. It's a short video. Of these children, they're about, I think about maybe 8 years old or so, teaching us how to meditate, teaching us how to calm ourselves down. Yeah, right there. Great. I shared it there. It's unfortunate that most people love to share bad news on Facebook, you know. Bad news, but something positive like this, very few people respond. But you're going to respond because you're some of the good ones. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It is said that when we pray, we talk to God, but when we meditate, God talks to us. It has been proven how meditation brings down blood pressure, reduces and eliminates anger, makes us use the part of our brain that thinks and reasons instead of reacting to emotional stimuli alone. It reduces everyday stress and brings about more love and peace within. Yeah. To learn how to connect to God and how to really be at peace within. Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. Every morning, got to do it. This is very important as we are learning how to mold young minds. That is one of the most lost virtues today with our youth. You know, they have no peace within. See, having no peace within means not needing to promote or have peace in the environment. See, harming others, killing others, stealing from others, and disrespecting authority is easy. An acceptable thing to do and is applauded by their peers. Yeah. Meditation will help us to always have a way to connect and return home when we tend to stray. Absolutely. Every day is another day to bless someone, another day to receive blessings, another day to be grateful, another day to find new reasons to be grateful. Another day to love life and what life has for us. Another day to honor our spirit. Another day to love ourselves, the higher self that God made. Another day to honor truth wherever we experience it. Another day to praise God. Whew, love it. All right, now look, you got to take time to know self. All right, so who are you? Huh? Who are you as you look into that mirror? What are you about? What motivates you? What makes you feel good? What qualities are deep within that have not surfaced recently or ever? What did God create when you were born? What does your life work look like? who is going to benefit from your special talents? What part of you do you want to transform? Transform into what? Do you really know the higher self or the God self within you?
Do you really?
So many of us are comfortable with that other self, that lower self, because it's familiar. You've been partners with that lower self all your life, and that's all you know. So a lot of times when I talk to people, you know, this kind of language, it's like speaking Latin to them. See, when we talk about honoring the spirit within you, you have to know which spirit we are talking about. All right? I got to make this clear because, you know, a lot of people say, well, just believe in yourself. Just believe in yourself. That's all you got to do, and you'll be fine. You'll be productive. Just believe in yourself. See, I am only referring to the higher spirit. But first, we have to be in touch with that higher spirit. How can you honor something you know nothing about? Therefore, we have to take time to know our true selves. Make a date with yourself. Yeah, make this fun. Take yourself out to dinner. Flirt with yourself. Interview yourself like you interview your first dates. Have fun with this process. Yeah, have fun. Look yourself in the eye and say, I love you. When you say this, look deep within and love that higher spirit, the healthy subconscious. The more love you deposit there will give you more returns of self-esteem and an assurance that you not only are honoring your spirit, but are at one with it. Hear that? But are at one with it. Awaken to the infinite qualities within you by embracing the whole of what you are. Through this self-awareness and self-acceptance process, you become more observant and conscious of different levels of your being. By accepting the whole picture, healthy and unhealthy characteristics, you can look practically at what is working and what is not. Man, that's so important. Oh, I'm telling you, people don't want to do this work. A lot of people don't want to do it. Man, it seems like once you live that life of darkness and all that whole package and you get a taste of this, you would never want to look back and look at that kind of stuff. You had nothing to do with that old life, the mindset, the people, the conversations, the energy, the draining spirit of it all. See, many contend that you need to eliminate all negative traits in order to grow. I and many others in this field believe we have to accept them all. Negative energy is just strong energy going in the wrong direction. We can transform that negative energy into energy that is driving us to our goals in a strong, assertive manner. Yeah. A lot of you Muslims know this. I'm going to talk about the jinn here. Yeah. See, the jinn idea can be depicted as an accelerated gas pedal in your car. See, when that pedal is pressed down, the car is going to move. The direction in which you are heading depends on you, the intellect, taking control of the steering wheel, right? We cannot blame the accelerating gas pedal if we crash into a tree. The question is, what were you doing with the steering wheel? The jinn is not bad. It is only doing what God designed it to do, and that is to be the motivating and testing factor in our lives. See, if it is left uncontrolled, you will head toward danger. The pedal will go down whether you want it to or not. What will you do with the steering wheel? You're going to do something. Now, what will that something be? You might want to do nothing. Be lazy, non-decisive, and non-committal. The pedal will go down, motivating you to make a decision. If you are in touch with your higher self, the decision will be good, which will benefit you and others. But if you're not in touch with your higher self, then your decision will reflect you being disconnected from your higher self. See, when you accept the creative, positive, and productive forces within you, you will rise above fears, doubts, and limitations. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, sure. Many of you have heard this quote by this Swami Sivananda. This cowardice asks, is it safe? Avarice asks, is there any gain in it? Vanity asks, can I become great? Lust asks, is there a pleasure in it? The conscience asks, is it right? And did you hear that? See? So you should see now that spirituality is a very personal idea or concept, connecting to the divine and experiencing the realms that exist beyond the sensory world. See, you see now that you don't need to go through anyone or anything in order to be spiritual. Okay? Well, we all heard that. Your religions are supposed to help you become more spiritual, but unfortunately, these spiritual teachers, leaders, priests, imams, rabbis, reverends, enlightened ones, and sheikhs more often are concerned with uplifting their own bottom line. Yeah. Another category is prophetesses. Yeah, there's a television program about that. That new category. Yeah. Your religious path is the path that helps you become more spiritual, emotionally intelligent, independent thinking, and empowered own conscious choices for yourself, knowing that it is God alone that you have to answer to. Hope you heard that. Spirituality says that even if you think you are limited and small, it simply is not true. No. You are greater and more powerful than you have ever imagined. See, a great divine light exists inside of you and in everyone you will ever know in the future. This light is evident more and more as we elevate our own spiritual consciousness. See, as our own light shines from within, we notice it more in others. Man, did you hear that one? Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. See, it's a wonderful moment to experience and even exchange with another spirit. I'm going to give a little personal example, like personal stories here. Yeah, the other night I was performing with my jazz group. I'm a jazz performer also, in case you didn't know that one. I was performing in a restaurant when the publisher of a well-known advertising directory walked in. He is a good friend of mine, and I was glad to see him come out and support my group. I told him that the owners were out. I know he likes to talk to venue owners in the hope of them taking out advertising in his directory. Yeah. He told me that he wasn't there for them, but he was there for me. So he wanted me to know that supporting my group was an important gesture for him to do. His wide smile was indicative of his sincerity. Yeah, my spirit immediately picked up his elevated spirit, and I wanted him to try the house tea, as I bragged about how good and natural it was without the addition of honey or sugar. He agreed. And the waitress brought him a glass of the tea. See? Now, he took plenty of pictures of the unique tea loft venue, and he was very pleased with the venue and my group. So I complimented him on his publication and his work in the field, and he praised my music. Wow. As he was leaving, he told me that he took care of the tea himself, as I was intending to pay for it. That felt He knew that. He was smiling as he walked out of the door. Afterwards, I was driving, and as I was driving home, I said to myself, what a wonderful spiritual exchange we had tonight. See, he was constantly giving, and I was trying to find a way to give to him. That is a perfect example of the spiritual flow that we need to not only keep in mind, but to actually practice as much as we can. It does take two to tango, but if we look for those opportunities, it can happen more often than not. When a person is giving to us, we recognize the charity and we return it to them. They see that we are spiritually connecting and they give to us again. We continue to reciprocate. Yeah. Yeah, isn't that wonderful? Y'all try it. I'm giving you a lot of examples, a lot of things here you can try today or this week and just see if it, look, try it out and see what happens. You know, the idea of paying leaving a dollar at your cleaners for the next person or this kind of thing, huh? Yeah, for sure. You know, that's so very important. Now, this is a wonderful concept to pass on to your children. You know, in my childhood, probably yours also, you know, this concept of spirituality never existed. No. No. Not at all. All we were ever told to do was to go to church every Sunday and put on our semi-formal attire, which I could not stand to do. We were told to listen to the preacher and be quiet. That was about it for our spiritual practice. Yep, that was about it there. I've always been a very observant child. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I knew early on that the church experience that I was exposed to was more entertaining than anything else. I saw nothing there that was to be taken seriously, and certainly nothing that suggested that a direct connection to God was something that we all need in our lives and need to have. That sort of thing was never even discussed. I really don't think my parents or parents in general at that time knew how to talk about spirituality separate from the church. I took comic books and stuffed them in, you know, in my dress shirt, reading them during the service on many occasions, you know. But it was that organ playing. It was a, you know, Baptist church. It was the organ playing with such great rhythm. Oh, yeah, percussion and drive. It got my attention. I was like, oh, yeah, I want to be by that person. I want to be over there sitting next to him, you know. Oh, yeah. I like organ today, you know. Yeah, for sure. I would sit by the organ player and enjoy myself as if he was playing just for me. The organ was on the far right of the church and the piano was on the far left where most of the people sat, probably because the exit door was closed by that side. From the position I was sitting, I could observe everything that was taking place. It was great entertainment for a kid like me. I saw the very large preacher with his very colorful suits rant on and on and on. He made sure that the plate was passed around a few times. I said to myself, well, he's collecting again. There he goes. Certain church members start shouting in the call and response format with the preacher. Y'all know what I'm talking about, you know? Yeah, yeah, pretty funny. Me. He would say a certain thing or motion in a certain way, and then some members would respond right on cue with a shout or a scream with accompanying flailing of their arms or dancing around either in place or up and down the aisle. It was a hit show, and I was thoroughly entertained. Now, as I got a little older, I discovered that most of the members took the whole experience very seriously. I felt sorry for them. I thought, don't they know this whole thing is only entertainment? They can't take this to heart. Yeah, I was saying this as a child. Look, the preacher had everything in place to get the maximum returns. Oh, yeah. He had the driving, kicking music from the best musicians and an excellent rocking choir. Oh, yeah. He also had plants, you know, in the congregation who would, upon certain cues, start the shouting and screaming, which would in turn get others to join in. It was an intentionally contagious process that I witnessed from across the church in my little spot next to the organ. I learned a lot from that early church experience and about human behavior and what drives people to do what they do. I learned how people can become manipulated through guilt and fear and to give money in a way of atonement for their supposed wrongdoings. And who really benefits from this giving? I'm sure you can guess. Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, fans, I finished my series. I finished the spirituality section here now. I hope that everybody got this, okay? Yeah, for sure. So I want you to get it. So please email me at nrbookclub@gmail.com with your comments for anything I've said on this 27-part series on conscious parenting and personal growth, okay? My name is Nazim Abdul-Rashid, and the website after the three W's we have cloudsofabundance.com, cloudsofabundance.com. All right? Yes, my Facebook, go there and like the Facebook page and scroll down and see some of the other postings there, especially the one about the girls and how they can teach you to meditate. Me and boys are on there too. Facebook.com/childselflove. www.facebook.com/childselflove. All right? Okay. And my show, The Reconnected Show, goes on and on and on. You can continue to hear me, but more in a host format because I'm not talking that much. I'm doing my 10 minutes or so commercial, I call it, about my book, Reconnected. But I host on that show, so you can hear that part. Sometimes I do a show on my own, but mostly I just host and bring a guest on to interview them and learn from their perspective some more tools in the personal growth area. Okay? All right, so the URL is www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Again, blogtalkradio.com/reconnected. Okay? And since a lot of y'all like to call, like you're calling on this show and just listening, you can call at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Saturdays, every Saturday, at 347-994-2524. Again, 347-994-2524. One more time, 347-994-2524. Just listen in, and you hear some great things on there. I think I'm talking about the fourth principle of the 12 principles of recovery this Saturday, which talks about those character defects that many of you still have in your unconscious inventory. In your pantry there. You want to get those out and replace them with positive character assets. Yes, for sure. Yeah. Character defects such as hatred, revenge. Replace that with love unconditionally. See, you have to have a love and burning hunger for the good life, life of light and production, huh? And health. Have a distaste for anything that doesn't come close to that. You do not want to carry anything from the old life into the good life. Leave it all behind. Because why? It does not belong to you anymore. And that's what you have to internalize and tell yourself. I don't care how many times you got your so-called partners and buds over there on that side. Hey, I'm sorry. If they didn't decide to make a change in their own life, that's where they need to be. See, their salvation is not your responsibility. You have to save yourself. You can pray for them, but you have to move on because there are many wonderful friends you are yet to meet on this side of light. Yes, 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 yes. So have new circles. Absolutely, have new circles. So, again, you can get the book on my website, cloudsofabundance.com. And if you're listening from outside the country, and on my show I have at least 14 different countries who have listened, you have to go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, get it that way. You can also get it in the ebook format too, okay? All right, so I love this time talking to you for all these months. So I'm going to close out the show for sure. And again, if you want to hear me, you have to go to the Reconnect the Show. The ears on Saturday. And or just connect with me at the cloudsabundance.com website. Hear the video. I have a 11-minute video on that first page, and that tells you everything about the website. Okay, life coaching is definitely available for you if you want to have some balance to your life and you need some help, and we all need some help. Get in touch with me. All life coaching is done right through your telephone. Okay, so we can handle right there with no problem. Don't be afraid of counseling. I'm a life coach. I'm also a counselor. Don't be afraid of counseling. Don't do that. If you need to have it, go get it. All right? So with that, we're going to close the show out. So I really appreciate the time we had. So have a happy marriage. Have a happy life. Have a happy parenthood with your children. A happy time with your own businesses. You know, and be happy and have fun and laugh every single day and have a wonderful life. With that, I'm going to end the show now, end the series, with the peace that only God has to be with you. Assalamu alaikum.